Right. Ready to dive into something that always gets my senses tingling.
Let's hear it.
Street food.
Always a good choice.
But not just anywhere. We're talking Bangkok.
Okay, hitting the streets of Bangkok. I'm with you.
Specifically, the Thonburi District, based on that blog post you shared, you
Oh,
know.
yes.
The one that reads a little like a steaming bowl of pad see ew.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How so?
Gloriously chaotic, a jumble of fonts and links, but absolutely bursting with flavor.
It's funny you should say that because that almost perfectly reflects the blog's message.
Oh.
Ditch those curated top 10 lists and get a little lost. Embrace the beautiful chaos of a place to find those hidden culinary gems.
Yeah, it's like that choose your own adventure approach to travel, but for your taste buds.
Exactly. You see, those prepackaged food tours and online listicles, they often miss the true essence, the soul of a place. This blog dives into Thonburi, which has this unique ability to transport you back in time.
I love that visual the blog describes. Looking out from a high-rise apartment at the low-lying buildings of Thonburi, it's like two worlds colliding, but in a way that makes you want to instantly book a flight and explore those streets.
You've hit on something crucial there. Unlike some other districts in Bangkok that have been swept up in modernization, Thonburi holds onto its local charm. It's a place where you can still experience a slower pace of life, a more traditional way of living.
Which probably explains why the author is so insistent on ditching the map, right?
Precisely. It's about letting your senses be your guide. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you truly experienced a meal? Not just tasted it, but really took in the aroma, the textures, the sounds of sizzling spices and lively conversations swirling around you.
Oh, man. Just the thought of it has my stomach rumbling. I'm already picturing those street vendors with their woks flaming, the fragrant steam rising from bowls of noodles.
That's exactly the kind of sensory immersion this blog is championing. Instead of being glued to a map or your phone screen, it's about engaging all your senses, becoming present in the moment.
Okay, so we're ditching the digital distractions and wandering through the heart of Thonburi with our senses on high alert.
Exactly.
What's the first culinary adventure that awaits us?
Picture this, a small, unassuming eatery with a simple sign.
Good. I'm counting you, sir.
No need for romanized spellings here. It's all about trusting your gut and perhaps a few chickens hanging in the window.
Okay, chickens in the window. That's some classic street food code right there.
It's like a culinary bat signal. You know you're in for something authentic, something delicious.
And something incredibly affordable. Apparently, two people can eat there for 60 baht.
It's almost unbelievable, right? And the blog mentions how those photos lining the eatery's walls, they tell a story. They hint at generations of families gathering, perhaps sharing recipes passed down through time.
Wow.
It's that intangible connection to history and community that you just don't find on your average restaurant review site.
It's like stumbling upon a hidden portal to old Bangkok within this tiny eatery.
Precisely. It's those little details that make this deep dive so fascinating. It's not just about the food, but the stories behind it, the people, the history, all woven together.
Speaking of stories, this blog throws us another curveball, a food cart near a bank.
And not just any bank, it's the Krungsri Bank branch on a bustling Thonburi Street. And here's where it gets really interesting. The blog actually links to a 2018 Google Street View of the exact spot.
Wait, seriously, they went that far back in time.
They did. And you know what the best part is? It's still there. That little food cart serving up deliciousness years later. It's like a testament to its enduring appeal.
That level of dedication is amazing. Okay, so we've got our chicken haven, we've got our time traveling food cart. What other culinary treasures await us in Thonburi?
The blog post mentions a vibrant night market, a symphony of sizzling woks and fragrant spices. Then there are those late night stalls near the 7-Eleven, a haven for after-hours cravings. It seems like Thonburi truly comes alive after dark.
It's like this whole point-and-eat approach is amplified at night, you know.
Wow.
You're relying even more on your intuition, on those nonverbal cues to guide your taste buds.
Absolutely. It's about surrendering to the moment, letting your senses lead the way. And who knows, you might even discover a hidden gem, a dish you never knew existed.
Now, this whole experience, it feels like it's about something bigger than just finding amazing food, right?
You're absolutely right. It's about connecting with a culture on a deeper level. It's about embracing the unfamiliar, the unknown, and allowing those experiences to shape your perspective.
The blog author even mentions how those super popular street food spots, you know, featured on shows like Netflix's Street Food,
Right.
while incredible, can sometimes lose a bit of their authenticity due to the influx of tourists.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? On one hand, those shows introduce incredible culinary experiences to a global audience.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it can be a challenge to preserve the local charm, the raw authenticity that made those places so special in the first place.
It's almost like the act of seeking out the next big thing can sometimes overshadow the simple joy of discovery.
Precisely. And that's what I find so refreshing about this blog post. It encourages a different approach to travel and to life in general.
Mm.
It's about letting go of the need to have everything planned out and embracing those serendipitous moments that often lead to the most rewarding experiences.
So it's not just about finding amazing street food in Thonburi. It's about applying that same sense of curiosity and openness to the world around us.
Exactly. What if we brought that same spirit of adventure to other areas of our lives, to our work, our relationships, our passions? It's about venturing beyond the familiar, the comfortable, and allowing ourselves to get a little lost sometimes.
That's such a powerful thought. This deep dive started with a blog post about street food, and now it's got me reflecting on my whole approach to life.
That's the beauty of a good deep dive, isn't it? Yeah. It takes you on a journey that goes beyond the surface level. It sparks new ideas and connections you never even considered before.
And speaking of connections, this whole experience wouldn't have been possible without you, dear listener. Thank you for sharing this incredible blog post with us. It's amazing how something as simple as a food blog can open up a world of possibilities.
It truly is. And who knows, maybe this will inspire you to take a detour on your next trip, explore a new neighborhood, or simply try that little hole-in-the-wall restaurant you've always walked past.
Because sometimes the most memorable meals, the most enriching experiences, are the ones we least expect.
So go on, get a little lost, embrace the unknown, and let us know what culinary treasures you uncover.